For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to be joined momentarily by Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm already getting hell from a tweet that I sent out. I said it was a disastrous Friday for Troy Faltanu. Gave up two sacks and got hurt. So I said get used to Dan Moore at left tackle and Broderick Jones at right tackle. People are saying, oh, it's a rookie. Growing pains. Are you missing the part where he got hurt? And when you're a rookie and you didn't have the job, and you were fighting for the job, and now you're going to miss 2 weeks? You can't look at that as anything other than disastrous. That's not even a hot take. Mm-hmm. That's just reality. Like, he will not be a starting tackle in Atlanta if Dan Moore Jr. is healthy. Period.
Sure. Right. He just doesn't have the reps.
Right. So I don't know how it could be looked at as anything other than disastrous. He played bad, and then he got hurt. So you think the coaching staff's going to have faith in starting him week one in Atlanta? No. And we thought that might be a possibility. Joining us now to get into all the Steelers stuff, practice, the game, everything, is our buddy from the Post-Gazette, and that is Brian Batko. Good morning to you, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are wonderful.
Do you have your coffee?
Yes, Doran. The coffee machine has been cleaned and descaled.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that hipster little. What do you even call that?
What is that? It's like something in science class. Funny.
There's a funny story behind this cup. Did you guys ever watch that show Silicon Valley on HBO?
Yes.
I love that show. And one of the characters was drinking out of a cup like this. And my wife was like, oh, I like that. So being the conscientious, thoughtful husband that I am, got it for her for like her next birthday or whatever. And now here I am drinking from, yeah, that's a hipster cup is probably a good way to put it.
There's a nice head on that cup of coffee there. Are we working a little nitro in there? Look at that thing. There's a nice heavy cream maybe on top of that. Looks good.
I told you I did the descaling. It was not tasting right. And it was out of commission for last time we chatted, but we are back and we are in business now with the morning coffee.
Very good. All right. Do you agree with what I said then, Batko? I don't know if you heard it there, but just a disastrous, 2 hours really for Troy Faltanu, who gives up a couple of sacks and then winds up getting hurt. Like, there's no way he's a Steelers starting right or left tackle to begin the year.
Yeah, Crowley, man, I don't like to speak in absolutes, but I think it's pretty close to 0% when you're not going to get these next two preseason games under your belt. I mean, that's, you know, the cruel nature of this game, right? I mean, he's all hyped up. He's about to play in the stadium where he grew up watching his favorite team, and then life comes at you fast. You know, you get beat a couple times, then your knee gets injured, and yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be it's wild how Dan Moore, I mean, he's one of the nicest guys on the team. I don't know if he's secretly punching voodoo dolls or what, but I mean, you think back to Zach Banner, his rookie year, and now Faltanu goes down in the first preseason game. It sure looks like, for a coach who always talks about you can't box without sparring, I can't imagine they'd send Faltanu out there week one unless he comes back really healthy and looks really good in the practices between the preseason and the regular season. But even then, seems like a really, really long shot.
I assume that there's nobody out there that would give an A grade to Justin Fields. So what grade would you give to Justin Fields, and why would it be lower than an A?
Yeah, Dorn, I don't think I would go an A for him in the preseason. I mean, I guess I'd go B minus, and that minus in there is for the botched exchanges. Always hard to say how much it's on the center and how much is on the QB, but it certainly wasn't blatantly on Nate Herbig, and from what I saw. So Fields, I think maybe there was a little bit of jitters there. Maybe there were a little bit of nerves getting out in front of tens of thousands of fans again, also knowing everything you do is going to be broadcast. I mean, there's a certain amount of pressure that comes with practicing out in Latrobe and Friday Night Lights, but it's not the same as being in stadium against another team. But I still saw some of the good that we had seen in the preseason, or excuse me, the training camp practices. I thought he was, right back looking pretty sharp again yesterday. So no worse for the wear after that performance at Acrisure Stadium. I'll go B minus. I think a lot of people would have liked to see it be a little bit more smooth, but he was hardly a bum or anything like that. It seems like some people want to run with one narrative one way or the other, whereas I feel like it was just not the best from Fields, not the worst from Fields.
Was Friday the first day the rest of Zach Frazier's life? Is he not turning back? Is he center one now for as long as he's a Steeler?
Well, he's not center one yet because Herbig was still out there when they took their first reps yesterday, but I'd be pretty shocked if he's not in there for Atlanta. I think it is trending in the right direction for him. I mean, not only do I think he's been putting good tape out there, I'm no O-line expert, but I mean, I feel like when the running back is way downfield or he's in the end zone and Big 54 is still standing up and there's a guy next to him on the ground, he's probably doing his job. So I've liked what I've seen from him in game. I feel like Mike Tomlin really likes him. I feel like the coaches and the players really trust him too. I mean, guys always talk about how he's wise beyond his years. We knew they loved him coming into the draft. So I think he's checking pretty much every box at this point. And I do think it's only a matter of time before he leapfrogs Herbig on the depth chart.
Well, is it only a matter of time before Peyton Wilson leapfrogs Landon Roberts at linebacker? Or could you see them creating just a special package for him throughout the season? He's going to make it very hard for them to keep him off the field on defense.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll create a package for him, but I think they will really want to get him into a specialized role, and whether it's the nickel or the dime. I mean, I think the linebacker situation is going to look like how it was, a few years ago when it was Miles Jack, Devin Bush, and Robert Spillane. I don't want it to look that way production-wise, or we're all going to be coming on and crushing them every Monday morning because that trio just didn't produce much of anything. But I'm just talking about the allocation of the reps. I mean, I think you'll have Queen clearly as the every down guy, and then those other two, Roberts and Wilson, will rotate in kind of depending on down and distance, the situation, how many D-backs you want out on the field at that time. But yeah, I do think Wilson he's going to have a role, and he plays fast and physical. Maybe there's going to be some assignment errors here and there, but you'll learn to live with that, and you'll assume a sixth year 24-year-old rookie is going to get up to speed before long.
Brian Backo is joining us here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. So Marcus Golden retires, and DeMarvin Leal is playing some outside backer, gets home, gets to the quarterback. Have you heard what the heck happened with Marcus Golden? Very odd. Very odd.
Yeah, I haven't, but there were some of his Steelers teammates posting on Instagram, and Golden, like, doing whatever the Instagram retweet equivalent is. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of, ill will or anything too strange happened. It probably just said, I came back for a week, and as excited as he was to be back. I mean, we chatted with him up at, by the cafeteria at St. Vincent College, his second day back, I think. And he was like, yeah, I kind of felt retired for a little bit. I was hanging out with my family a lot. He was probably pumped to get back, and then a few practices in, maybe you get a little homesick. Maybe you're like, man, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed that time with the family. I think I'm going to hang him up. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything, strange or too weird that happened there. Just an older guy who was out of the game for a while, dipped his toe back into the water and said, nah, it's a little too cold.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Corey Trice had a decent night, too. I feel like we always forget about him and, you know, his emergence coming back from his injury this year. Last year, I feel like he could have got a lot of reps if he didn't get hurt in training camp. He's a big corner. He possesses a lot of the attributes that the Steelers want. Could he have a legit opportunity of starting this year? He had a pretty good night the other night.
I don't know about that because I've been pretty impressed with Dante Jackson, and I think Mike Tomlin and company are as well. I think they're pretty comfortable with what Jackson's going to bring them opposite Joey Porter Jr. But again, in certain packages, yeah, maybe you'll see Trice in there, you know, as a third corner or, you know, a bigger type of nickel or dime. You know, he did play well, I thought, and I agree with you, Dorn. He's somebody who last year when Levi Wallace was struggling, I think they would have loved to go to Trice in some of those moments. I've heard that they looked at his injury as much bigger loss than your typical seventh rounder going down in camp, because they were liking what they had seen from him, not just going into the draft, but once he got out onto the practice field. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Calvin Austin story a little bit, right? I mean, delayed rookie year, pretty much lost and didn't get anything out of it, but he did get to watch and learn, stay around the team a lot. And they had him out there with the first team yesterday because Jackson was getting what I believe to be a maintenance day. So that's a good sign for Trice that I think he may be right there, if not ahead of Darius Rush at this point in the pecking order.
What'd you make of Beanie's game? And what do you make of him not being the starting nickel, at least at the beginning of the drills yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not going to put too much stock into the, you know, quote-unquote change at slot corner on the depth chart. I mean, I think Mike Tomlin's going to mess around with those two guys and sort of go around in circles with him, Grayland Arnold, maybe even somebody else will work his way into the mix. We know Cam Sutton is looming 8 games into the season. But I think Bishop was fine. I did notice him come in on that one slot blitz. And, you know, I think he's going to learn from that spot in the defense. If you're a tick slow, a tick late, you just don't make the exact right move, it's really tough to bring the quarterback down coming on that play. But, I mean, Mike Hilton got so much better at that as time went on. Bishop's been studying everything Mike Hilton did as a Steeler, so they hope he can be that guy eventually. But also, Mike Tomlin has said, you know, he's not just going to anoint the guy simply because he's the first starting slot corner on the depth chart. He's still going to have to work for it.
Brian, this was awesome, man. Appreciate your time. Enjoy that hipster coffee, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. I will. See you, fellas.
Thanks, Brian. Take it easy. Brian Batko. That's what I read into the Beanie thing, too, by the way. He's been the starting nickel for a while now. He was the starting nickel on the depth chart, and Tomlin does not like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the starting nickel in the game, and then he's pretty good, I thought, in the game. He's right about that blitz a little late, and that's a timing. That's not easy.
No.
That's not easy.
Mm-mm.
You can't have him be the starting nickel every single practice, every single rep.
Right.
Because you got it. It's not easy, kid. You can't just come in here, walk up on the Pittsburgh Steelers and start and be the guy from day one. You got to kind of have that fire lit under him, too.
For sure.
So that's kind of what I thought, at least whenever I saw that he was not the starter yesterday. Because I didn't see anything in that game that made me go, oh, geez, you got to demote.
Yeah, you got to demote. No, it's right. Just giving somebody else another opportunity to see other people at that position for depth purposes as well.
Yes.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.